Number 10, what kind of accountability structures does this organization have? Accountability has become one of the most popular words in the evangelical community related to organizations, and it is a very good word, and it is an extremely biblical concept. But unfortunately, sometimes it's a buzzword. And it sometimes is used where true accountability does not exist. So no one man is morally invulnerable, has all the gifts of the Spirit, or has a monopoly on wisdom. Is there a board? Are there working relationships among staff where there is constructive criticism and evaluation of what's going on in lives and vision and ministry?